I was looking at Biden's inauguration again, and I noticed none of the military had any ranks or honors on their jackets. So I decided to go back and look at other past inaugurations, and I noticed Bush, they had their ranks on their jackets. I looked at Obama. This isn't actually the inauguration, but it is a laying of the wreath. For some reason, the video wouldn't edit that I found for Obama's inauguration. But you can see here, they all have their military rank on their jackets. And the next one you'll see with Trump. Trump has his. And I want you to notice, too, that all three of them were able to touch the wreath and kind of push it back on the stand. But I want you to notice Biden's on what happens with his here, because his is different. Because remember, there's no military rank on any of the jackets anywhere. You can't find them. And you're going to see he doesn't walk down the steps. He walks out from the left if you're facing the tomb, which is weird. So you see, there's no military ranking on any military officer there. They don't get to touch the wreath for some reason. They have to walk up to it and do this awkward, hey buddy, how you doing, kind of thing. And then they stand there, look at it, and then they turn around and walk back. So why? I also want to point out that they did the 21-gun salute with two guns actually at the cemetery when he arrived to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And then you got these three knuckleheads that showed up for some reason, which is weird too. And they showed up way before the family did, because you can see the family walking in. But I figured out why they did the minute and 22 seconds of silence or awkwardness from my last video. It was because they were supposed to do the 21-gun salute after the president got sworn in. This is Trump's 21-gun salute directly after he got sworn in into office as president. Now you can go back and you can find videos where you can hear Obama's going off, you can hear Bush's going off, but Biden didn't do it for some reason. And the military didn't have their honors on or their ranks. And it kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? Now, I want to read this about the 21-gun salute. It says, in accordance with the ceremonial standard operating procedure of the 3rd U.S. Infantry, i.e. the Old Guard, the various gun salutes are assigned as follows. Each round in a given salute is fired one at a time. The number of cannon used in a battery depends upon the intervals between each round fired. Now, I want you to notice that Trump had four cannons firing. Now, the military code says they want an odd number firing, so this isn't all that awkward with four of them firing. But I want you to look back at Biden's inauguration when they're laying the wreath and he's pulling up, that there's three cannons there. Two are actually firing every 6 seconds, which will bring it to 2 minutes and 6 seconds by the time it's all done. Now, this is interesting here. A three-gun battery firing two of its guns with five-second intervals between rounds and one gun remaining at the ready in case of a misfire. Such a battery would be used at an armed forces full honors funeral or for a state arrival ceremony of a foreign dignitary at the Tomb of the Unknowns in Arlington National Cemetery. So they were firing two guns, that is right on with this, for a arrival of a foreign dignitary. What's up with that? I think you can figure that out now, can't you?